Hello, good afternoon, happy Monday. Nancy Florence here, life and business coach for women entrepreneurs. I work with coaches, consultants, creatives, and I support women in creating more cash by giving more love to their clients. So today is a very important day. I'm going to talk to you about time management for moms. We're going to do some kung fu coaching on how to juggle all of those balls and spin all of those plates at once. And the reason I'm bringing this here is because I was very much inspired by my own journey as a mother and an entrepreneur. I've had so many challenges over the years, raising two young children and trying to, you know, do everything in 24 hours a day, including sleep. Thank you so much for joining me live. Elisa's in the house, Hima's in the house, my gorgeous assistant. So good to see you all. If you're watching this live, please interact. There'll be a Q&A portion at the end. And I would love you to, you know, send your love, your hearts. I need your energy, all of your comments. And also, if you're watching the replay later on, I look forward to seeing your comments and what you're taking away from this gorgeous live. Sally's in the house, so good to see you, gorgeous. So, I'm going to get started straight away, and I invite you to take some notes because I'm going to share with you some really important pieces here. I'd like to start with a little bit about my own story. I started out as an entrepreneur when I had only one child. So back in 2012, thanks for the heart, Sally. Back in 2012, my daughter was 3 years old and I started my psychotherapy practice. And then I did various things. I sold cars on my backyard. I had a property business at one point. I've done loads of bits and pieces. But it was always with an incredible feeling of guilt, feeling like I was constantly consumed with thoughts about my business, about making money, about creating clients. And for years, I felt really guilty because I didn't feel like I was spending enough time with my children. And I have two children now. They are 4 years old and 8 years old. And you'll be glad to know that things are looking a lot healthier now. And I'm not sure that we can achieve a perfect work-life balance as such. I'm not sure I believe in that entirely. But certainly I think it's possible to reach a center in yourself and an alignment within yourself so that you feel fulfilled on both fronts as a businesswoman and as a mom. And I'm living proof that it's possible to be successful in business, to have a gorgeous, heart-centered, six-figure business whilst raising two young children. And it's possible to do it as a single mom because I am a single mother and I'm not doing it alone. It takes a team. I have, you know, a team that supports me. Him is on the call. I have my social media manager, my babysitter, my housekeeper. So you can't do it alone, but it's possible. Time management one-on-one for moms who want to be wealthy and happy. Here it goes. Step number one, what are your goals for July 2018? What are your goals for July 2018? I see so many women in business who don't know what their financial target is for this month. That is the place to start. So write down up to three goals that you want to achieve this month. So goal number one, goal number two, goal number three. They can all be business related, or you can include a life goal in there as well in case there's something that you want to create in your life this year, this month. Then get clear on your business model. So your business model is your financial target. So how much income do you want to create? How many services, packages do you need to push through the door? And who? Who are going to be your next clients this month? It's very likely that you already know who your next clients are. And they already know, like, and trust you as well. So back to the basic, gorgeous three-step business model. How much, how many, who. And it's very important to get very specific with a money figure, an actual financial figure, because if you don't have a target or if you're scared to set a target because you don't want to be disappointed, you don't want to let yourself down or the people that you tell your target to, don't. It's very important to have a target. Otherwise, you don't know what you're doing. And not just that, when you have a target and you make it a non-negotiable, it means you're not available for anything less than that figure. And aim high. You know, the idea of having a business, I would argue, is for it to create enough income to cover your needs and your desires. And as it turns out, you know, in my experience, 10k a month are really, really gorgeous, but they don't actually go that far. Don't put 10k a month on a pedestal, because you're not making 10k for yourself. You're making 10k for your business. It's not profit, it's revenue. And then you pay your team, then you pay yourself, then you pay your taxes. And actually, it doesn't go that far. However, aim for a figure that feels really exciting to you, really juicy, and something that feels good, something that feels like, yes, this is what I want to create this month. Step number two, create a list of tasks that need to be achieved before the end of the month in order for you to reach those goals. So this is the time when you get to binge on your to-do lists. And really just brain dump and write all of the things, all of the items that have to be done in order for you to reach those goals. And then what you need to do is allocate an order of priority to those tasks. So A, B, or C. Allocate an A to the tasks that are super urgent and super important, and they have to be in your schedule for this week. Allocate a B to the tasks that are super important but not urgent. They can wait till next week. And then the C letter is for tasks that either don't need to be done at all, at least not this month. They can wait till August. Or you can delegate that to your team. So your virtual assistant, your family, your husband, if you have a companion, or your clients even, because sometimes women entrepreneurs take on too much that actually needs to be done by their clients. Aisha, thank you so much for joining us. So A, B, or C is your order of priority for those tasks. Number three, have a digital calendar. Yes. Yes, yes. I wrestled with so many different time management strategies over the years. I've had so many techniques. I had a weekly schedule stuck on my wall that I never looked at. And actually, in my opinion, one of the best tools there is for time management is a digital calendar. And keep it simple, I use Google Calendar currently. It works wonders. It means I can send out invites directly to people, prospective clients or clients, and create events in my calendar. They accept, they say yes, I say yes, we can rock and roll. Now, I'll never forget the words of Mary Folio. Mary Folio said, if it's not scheduled, it's not real. And I repeat, if it's not scheduled, it's not real. If you haven't scheduled your task in your digital calendar, it's just going to get lost in translation. It's going to stay on your to-do list and you're going to transfer it from one list to another, and it's going to get postponed until next month and the month after, blah, blah, blah. So all of those tasks that you've now listed have to be scheduled in your weekly calendar. Also, get clear on your working hours. How many hours do you want to work? So currently I'm creating consistent 25k a month, working 24 hours a week, a bit less than 24 hours because I'm running in the morning now. But here is the thing. If you're a mom, it's very likely that you're going to want to work during school hours. So possibly 9:30 till 3 o'clock or 9 till 3, depending on how quickly you can get home. Probably 9:30 because, you know, you get home and then you want to tidy up the house a little bit. Maybe you're going to have another sip of coffee, whatever. Get clear on your working hours. And also get clear on your days off. Now, as a mum, my weekends are pretty full on. Weekends are for gymnastics and dance classes and trips to the forest and like amazing adventures and cooking and Sainsbury's. And for my American sisters here, Sainsbury's is a local supermarket. So Friday is my day off, because if I work Monday to Friday, where is my time? So Friday is my fun Friday to go to yoga and finish editing my book. And that's my day to look at the paperwork for the house. So that's the day when I actually open the mail and, you know, do anything that needs to be done for the house. So I call it life admin. And all gorgeous things like that. And so at this point in your business, even if you're not taking a Friday off or a day off, I would recommend that you also allocate things like life admin, paying bills, calling the school to a particular day. That's your day or your morning when you're doing all of those things. Otherwise, you're going to start doing that during working hours, your attention is going to be scattered, and you're not going to be productive. Oh, one more juicy thing. It's not on my list here, but you have to know this. And I learned this from one of my gorgeous colleagues, Justina Carmo, who's an amazing coach. And she taught me this amazing tip for all of you. And it's simply to use your timer on your phone. Use your timer and set it up to 30 minutes work. When it rings after 30 minutes, stop working. You have a 5 minutes break. You have a coffee, you go and have a little walk around your house or whatever it is. And then you come back to your desk and you set your timer for another 30 minutes. And so that is really, really gorgeous. And I find that it works really well for me because it gives me 30 minutes of attention span, beautiful, uninterrupted, single tasking. And if you want to take one thing from this call, let it be this. Single tasking is the art of time management. Doing one thing at a time, not a million things. If you've got loads of windows open right now on your Mac, it means your attention is scattered, you're not focused. Number four, also schedule in your digital calendar activities for children. Allocate that time you want to spend with your kids specifically. So for instance, for me, 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock, that's my time to enjoy the kids, except if there's a special circumstance, like a call with one of my American ladies or something specific that needs to be done, in which case I'm prepared to make an exception. This is real, yeah, right? I'm just being real with you about the reality. But schedule the time with kids and also schedule gorgeous adventures and activities for the weekend so that you feel really good about the job you're doing as a mom, the amazing plans that you have with the kids. You can get them excited. We're going to do this. We're going to the beach. We're going to the forest. We have a holiday scheduled, whatever it is. And now, with the gorgeous summer holidays coming up, this is a really good time, ladies, to look at summer camps. Summer camps organized everywhere in the country, in your local schools. You can find them on Google. And even if you don't put your kids in there every single day of the summer holidays, I'm sure you're going to want to spend time with them. It's a really good idea to actually book them in for a few days whilst you're working in the summer period. Why is that? It costs money. And it's a financial investment, but I highly recommend you consider it because the return on investment will be tenfold. You're going to have peace of mind, know that your children are spending the day with other kids, being entertained beautifully, they're having water fights and, you know, bouncy castles and all gorgeous stuff like that. So that you can really focus on your business for a whole day without feeling guilty and getting loads of gorgeous work done. Also, if you have, you know, clients that you need to serve or prospective clients that you need to serve as well, that is the time to do it. So look at family support, friend support, and summer camp support during the school holidays so that you can still do some work. Another gorgeous strategy for the summer holidays is to look at keeping the sleep routine pretty much the same so that your children still go to bed reasonably early and they still wake up early. Now, what that does for you is that it means you can go to bed early enough and you can wake up at the crack of dawn, 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m., to do a couple of hours of work before the children wake up. You do what you have to do. I've done it time and time again. It works for me because I love working in the morning. I love the quietness, the stillness of the morning. I get loads of stuff done. Beautiful. And last but not least, the fifth time management strategy here for you gorgeous mums is to schedule time for self-care. I talked about my fun Fridays. That's my time for self-care. I also schedule my many pedi appointments, my massages, all of that is scheduled a month in advance. And it means that that is part of my non-negotiable. That is very much a part of my work schedule. I know that my business needs me. My business has become an entity on its own. My business is no longer about me. It's about the service to the women all over the world who want to go for their big dreams, who need to be empowered, who need to be inspired, who need to be coached. And so because my business needs me and my kids need me, my clients need me, my friends need me, I make it a non-negotiable to look after myself first. And that includes time for nourishment. I actually take time for a gorgeous, healthy lunch every single day. Time for running in the morning, time for yoga, time for beauty appointments, and time for a bit of Netflix, right? We all need a little bit of time relaxing in front of the TV. So I'm just going to summarize this very quickly for you before I open up the space for questions. This is how I've created consistent five-figure month without being a slave to my business. So number one, get clear on your goals for July. So I recommend no more than three goals. There's only 3 weeks left. Two, and as part of that, get clear on your business model. So your how much, your how many, and your who. Two, define a list of tasks for you to achieve before the end of the month and allocate an order of priority, A, B, C. Three, have a digital calendar. I recommend Google Calendar. It's nice and easy. It's integrated with my inbox and my Calendly. Calendly is another thing to look at to schedule your client appointments. Calendly. I'll post a link to this at the bottom if you need it. Number four, schedule activities for your children as well. Let that be in your digital calendar too, so that you feel on top of the game, you feel like you're an amazing mom, and your children will be really grateful for it. And number five, schedule time for self-care. Oh, thank you, Daisy. Thank you so much for posting this. Exactly. Calendly.com. Gorgeous system, isn't it? Thank you so much. Yay. I feel the love. So, without further ado, I invite you to ask me your question, whether you're a mum or not. The simple fact of being a woman in business means that you have challenges when it comes to time management. Now is the time to look at the month of July, look at what you need to achieve this week, and get my eyeballs on your business. So feel free to drop your business, your questions below in the comments, and also continue to send me some hearts and some high fives. And I'm going to have a look at what my assistants are saying to see if we've had any question whilst I was talking. Thank you, Hima. Hima is saying, hey ladies, if you have any questions, just drop them here in the comments and she'll send them over to me if I miss them. This is your chance, ladies, before I end this Facebook Live. This is your chance to show up for yourself and ask me anything you want about creating 10K a month in the limited time that we all have every day. Daisy is asking, thank you, Daisy. What do you do when the calls you have scheduled don't show up? It's frustrating. Oh, yes. I want to think about this deeply because there are different layers to this. I'm going to address the actual time management piece, but before I do that, I want to invite you to think about who you're booking on those calls. I find that this doesn't happen to me these days. it very much happened a lot in the early days, but not now. And I think a lot of it has to do with my energetic declaration to the universe. I'm not available to be messed around. I'm not available for people to stand me up. And I'm only available for highly committed soulmate clients who are dying to talk to me and counting the hours and the days to talk to me. The same way I'm dying to talk to my coach when I have a call scheduled with her. So there's something about, you know, doing an energy audit here to see what you're available for and what you're not available for. And also, there's another piece about getting people to commit to the call. So how do you invite people to the call? First of all, do you connect with them first? Do you have a strong enough bond with them before you invite them onto a call? What is the relationship like? Is it strong? Do they know what the call is for? Did you tell them what the call was going to be about? So really taking the time to connect with someone powerfully before you invite them on a call. And then when you invite them on a call, let them know what the expectation is. Verbally or by email, when you send out the invitation, let them know that you expect them to show up on time, in an undistracted environment, so that they can really get the most out of the call. So there's a way to frame those conversations in such a way that people realize the value of them and how important it is for them to show up. And then, as you suggested, Calendly is a really good way for people to, you know, book themselves in your diary and get the invitation straight into their digital calendar without you having to faff around with that tool. Can I copy your blurb on your Calendly? Thanks for asking. And yes, the answer is yes, no problem. It's a very easy blurb for all of you. It just says, hey, I'm going to call you on Skype at the agreed time. Please show up on time in an undistracted environment. And I look forward to speaking to you, or a version of that. Yes, Daisy, absolutely. Yes. We have just a few minutes left, and I hope this answered your question, Daisy. Did that answer your question? And also, has anybody else on the call got any other questions about, you know, managing everything without getting overwhelmed? So, if there are no more questions, I'd like to end this gorgeous Facebook Live training by saying, oh, I know you're trying to climb a mountain right now. I know that getting your business off the ground and raising your young family feels like a marathon. I know that you're not seeing anybody around you do this and you're feeling quite alone in this, but you're not alone. On the same boat, we're all on the same boat. We are the new generation of women who are building online empires from my kitchen table. And my heart goes out to you. I know what it takes. It doesn't take hard work. And I hope you got the message today that it's about working smart. It's about streamlining your work, simplifying your work, getting rid of any unnecessary distractions and tasks so that you can really focus on what matters most: your family, your happiness, your well-being, and your business. You serving people, you creating conversations with people. Talina is saying, what I usually do is send an email for the clients that don't show up. That's possible one. I tend not to do that really, because if they haven't showed up on the call, they're not committed. So they're not my clients. Daisy is saying, how do you keep motivated in the heat? I just want to sleep. I don't have this problem. Honestly, I love the heat. I love the summer. 30 degrees, bring it on. That's how I feel about the summer. But I want to answer the question about how do you keep motivated? Because that's important. And I think For me, I'm very close to my menstrual cycle because I find that on the lead up to my period, I feel very unmotivated. I want to go inwards. I'm an introvert anyway. And that's the time when I really don't want to speak to anyone, you know? So how do you keep motivated? What keeps me motivated at any point, no matter what's going on, is the service piece. And I know it sounds like a cliche, but what helps me to show up time and time again, years on years, is I understand that my work, my coaching, is my ministry. It's my divine assignment. It's what the universe, God, insert your own word, told me to do. And I know that because I love coaching so much. I have such a strong desire for coaching. I was with one of my gorgeous friends on Saturday night, who is also a coach, and we were talking about coaching, and we looked at the time and it was 2 a.m. And we might as well have gone on until 6 a.m. in the morning because we're so on fire about coaching people, coaching women, empowering women. We could have talked about that all night long. That is my zone of genius. So I know this is my divine mission because of how much joy I feel from it. And so when I feel unmotivated or tired or I'm dragging my feet, I go back to my desires. I go back to, is this really what I want to do? Do I really want to talk to this person? Do I really want to work on this right now? Or do I want to do something else? Do I need more sleep? Do I need a break? Should I go out for a walk? So tuning in with my desires and looking at what's going on here. And once I get clear on that, once I get clear on, well, actually, I'm not interested to work on this right now, but I feel called to create a podcast. Or actually, I don't want to write this email, but let me just call this woman. Then things come into alignment. Things get a lot more easy and flowing. And yeah, what keeps me motivated and what keeps me going every single day is to know that there are a lot of women around the world who need me to show up, who are looking to me for guidance, for energy, for light, for love, and I have to show up. Non-negotiable. So always going back to the place of service and knowing that there is someone out there right now who needs to hear exactly what you have to say, and they can only hear it from you because they couldn't hear it from somebody else. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, this is it. We're out of time. This is the end of the Facebook Live. Thank you so much for showing up. Thank you for your questions. Thank you so much, Daisy, for your beautiful contribution to this live. I adore every single one of you. Thanks, Selena. Thanks, Selena. Lisa, Hima, thank you so much for watching. Just a quick note to end. I'm going to be reopening a one-to-one slot to work with me privately very soon. And so there is an opportunity for you to work with me until the end of 2018 on up-leveling your business, up-leveling your income, up-leveling your joy, your service and your impact. It's going to be intense work because I am an intense coach. I am a really powerful coach. And so I'm inviting women who are fiercely dedicated to their business and who want to take it perhaps from 5k to 10k or maybe from less to 10k to start making contact with me, to start letting me know that they are interested, that they're thinking about the next step, so that we can get on the phone together and get clear on what your strategy needs to be for the next 6 months, and we can look at whether we're a good match for working together. So I'm starting to collect applications for the Business Finance Program, which is going to reopen soon. And so now is the time to submit your applications and to get on the waiting list. So there are two ways to do that. One way is to send me a private message on Facebook. Just send me a quick note on Messenger. And the other way is to check out the Business Lioness Program. Head over to nancyfroes.com/businesslioness and submit your application to get on the waiting list for the next round of Business Lioness one-on-one. I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for being here. I love you all and have an amazing week. Mwah.